para que todos me seguimos. A mano de Amra y Efsi Luzes mi baseball. And Amana that tells the Yorkshire she does not want to move out of her husband's house. She wants to continue living where she lived while her husband was still alive. Ein ha-Yorkshire yecholin lomerla l'chi l'beit avich v'anu zonin osoch. The Yorkshire have no right to tell her, we don't want you around. Go to your father's house. We will support you there. Ela zonin osoch v'beit bala. They have to give her the mezonos while she lived in the house where her husband lived. V'noisnin la mador. They have to set her up there nicely, according to the standard that she was used to. She's allowed to use all the facilities in the house, just like she did while her husband was still alive. Amra yefshi lazuz mi beit aba. If she says, I don't want to move out of my father's house, I prefer to live in my father's house. Yecholim ha-yorshim lomer lo. The yorshim have a right to tell her, imat etzlenu yesh lach mezonos. Vim einat etzlenu ein lach mezonos. If you're living with us, we will support you. If you're not living with us, we will not support you. Now, even though this is a Tanai Ksuba, that the Yorshim have to support the Amana from the property that they inherit from their father, they can say, if we are supporting you while you're living with us, it costs us much less to support you, since we are only supporting you together with the rest of the family. But if we have to support you separately in your father's house, that costs us more. So therefore, they don't have to give her the full amount of the mezonos. If she is living in her father's house, they only have to give her the amount that it would cost them if she was living with them. But if she has a good reason to insist that she live by her father's house, she said that since she is young and the Yorshim are about her age, and therefore she is not comfortable living in the house with the Yorshim, then they are mechuyev to support her the full amount while she is living the base of it. Mitzachas Ksuvis Perikid Gimel Mishnah Dalet. Kol Zman Shehiba Beis Aviyah Goyvek Ksuvas Aloylo. Kol Zman that an Amana is living in her father's house, she can collect her Ksuvah forever. There is no statute of limitations on her Ksuvah. Any time she is tovea the Ksuvah, she can collect it. Kol Zman Shehiba Beis Aviyah. But if she is living in her husband's house, she can only collect her ksuba within the first 25 years after her husband's death. Because 25 years is enough time that we can assume that she has done enough favors with the property of her husband that she has collected her whole ksuba, which is that during those 25 years, she probably gave a little bit of this to one neighbor and a little bit of the other to the other neighbor from the property that her husband left. So therefore, we assume she has now collected her whole ksuba. So therefore, if she does not collect her ksuba within the first 25 years, that's it. She's collected her ksuba and she can no longer collect it. The Chachamim argue. They say, called my shiva beis bala goyvek ksuba saloylo. Called mine that she is living in her husband's house, she can collect her ksuba forever. And we don't assume, even if she is not tovea the ksuba for a long time, that she was meichel the ksuba, because since they are treating her nicely in her husband's house, she doesn't want to make an issue out of the ksuba. Kol zman shehiba beis aviyah goyvek ksubasa ad esrim v'chamishana. But if she is living in her father's house, then she can only collect her ksuba within 25 years of her husband's death, as since she is not living with the Yorshim, we assume that if she does not tovea her ksuba within 25 years, she was mochel the ksuba, so therefore she can no longer collect it. Mesa. If the amana dies, yorsheha maskirin ksubasa ad esrim v'chameshan. The yorshin has to be tovea the ksuba within 25 years of her death. But if the yorshin are not tovea her ksuba, they can no longer collect the ksuba after 25 years. Now we have pointed out earlier, and the Rav mentions again over here, that with the Yorshim of the Amana can collect the Ksuba. That's only if the Amana made a Shvua to the Yorshim before her death that she has not yet collected her Ksuba. But if she did not make that Shvua before her death, the Yorshim cannot collect her Ksuba at all. And since she was Mechuyev a Shvua, as we have said earlier, that nobody can collect anything from Yorshim until they make a Shvua, and since she did not make that Shvua before her death, the Yorshim can no longer collect her Ksuba.